Welcome back to the show where two men are blue da ba dee da da dum da 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 dee dum, and that'll be explained later. But welcome back to the show, Rob. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. How you doing? Stitch.
I'm dying of the plague. Yeah. As you can hear by my super sexy voice, I sound a bit like Bonnie Tyler. I'm currently in fleece pajama bottoms, toasty socks, slippers with, I nearly said goat, it's sheepskin slippers inside. I've got my big black Udi thing on with a hood.
Yeah, that, like what you got me.
Exactly like I got you. I'm slowly cooking because I just could not get warm earlier. And now I'm really toasty and I'm going to regret this probably because I'm just going to cook. But anyway, that is me. How has your week been?
How's my week been? Very busy. Work is nuts at the moment.
I mean, your WhatsApp messages have been like 8, 9 o'clock and you're heading back from wherever you've been. So there's been some late nights out there.
Yeah, yesterday I didn't leave Knightsbridge till, I think it was 7:30, I think I left Knightsbridge. And it's going to be the same tomorrow. It's Wednesday today. Wednesday, what's the 26th or 27th?
It is Wednesday today. I've mistaken that 2 or 3 times today.
27th, yeah. So tomorrow I'll be there till quite late. People will be in my house, so don't try and burgle it. I got two big dogs.
Don't worry. No one knows where you live yet.
Yet, yeah.
I'll just publish that in a little bit now.
Yeah.
Ding. Anyway, we've got lots and lots. I'm not going to tell you what it is. We're just going to crack on.
Captain, there's something heading our way extremely fast. It's coming straight at us. I've never seen anything like it before.
Action. Racing. Fun. Adventure. Nintendo 64, the fastest, most powerful games console on Earth. Now at $99.99.
And for once, I remembered to press the other microphone, so huzzah. There's not going to be a stop. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And restart, which is a pain in my ass. Welcome to the N64 music quiz. I have 10 N64 games, and I've taken music from them. And I've even done clues. You might not need them. I don't know how good you are with your N64, but I vaguely remember it was one of your favourite consoles.
I'm not going to make the mistake that I made with the music one, saying I'm good with music lyrics and then not getting song two.
You hear that, Simon?
Yeah.
He's not saying it this time. He's not going to get the garage wrong.
Yeah, I'm going to get the garage wrong. So N64 is probably my favourite console.
That's what I thought. And that's what I thought this one would be a little bit fun. So there's 10 games ranging from all of the library. And I'd say most of them are pretty popular games. So if you're that much of a fan, I'm hoping you'll do quite well. Now, there's 10 games. I'm also going to give you up to 10 bonus points if you can name where in the game that piece of music comes from.
Right, okay.
Okay? That might be a little bit unfair, but if you can give me even a general idea, I think, you know what?
All right.
I'll let you have it.
Fantastic. Cool.
Are you ready?
I'm looking forward to this.
Okay, so very simple, just like all the other music quizzes I've done, and there's been plenty, go and look at the back issues. You get 10 seconds, a 1 second gap, and another 10 seconds repeated.
Okay.
And that's it. Okay, I'm not going to repeat it. I'm not going to let you listen to it again.
Do I get bonus points if I get it on the first listen?
No. Oh. Mainly because I didn't do a checkbox.
Okay.
And I'm a bit anal about things like that. Okay, right, that's the YouTube playlist. We don't want that. Are you ready?
Art Attack.
For song number one. You bring that up.
Yeah,
Neil Buchanan's later. Yeah. Okay.
Friend of the show, Neil Buchanan.
We should get him on for an interview.
Yeah.
Right, track one.
Yeah, it's Super Mario 64. And it's the underwater one.
It is underwater. And
is it the one we see?
It's such a beautiful piece of music. It's so chilling. As in chill out, not chilling as in scary.
Yeah. Sorry, everyone. I spoke over that. If you want to.
No, that's fine because I reduced the volume down anyway.
Where when you're swimming under and it's got like the Loch Ness Monster under there.
It's got a giant eel.
Oh, it's an eel. Okay, well, I have no idea what the levels are called.
That's fine because I've put water and the level name it first appears on, as I'm sure it turns up elsewhere, is Dire Dire Docks.
Dire Dire Docks, yeah.
Well done. 2 points straight out the gate.
How do I get 10?
You got two points.
Oh, we said bonus 10 points, not
yeah.
bonus 10
Yeah, so there's
points.
10 and then there's 10 bonus points. Oh, dear. And I'm the one that's dying of plague here. Okay.
Next one.
Track two.
Diddy Kong Racing. It sounds like it is.
It's one of my favourite pieces of music in any game. And I nearly said what it was.
Now, I confidently said Diddy Kong Racing there. It kind of sounds like Diddy Kong Racing. But
I'm going to let you have a point because yeah. it is Diddy Kong Racing.
Now then.
The best kart racer on the N64.
Is it just when you're driving around in the environment?
No, it is on a specific level, but it does turn up when you go to a specific section. Now, I can, you've already got the game, so actually my clues are no use because the clues for this... Oh, sorry, let's do the clues for Mario. It was released on PAL in 1997.
Mm-hmm.
Which a lot of the games were, so it wouldn't have really helped you yeah. too much. And it was the first of this franchise to be 3D, so hopefully
yeah,
that would have given
that.
Yeah. Okay, so you've got Diddy Kong Racing, so it was released in 1997.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second clue was car, hovercraft, or aeroplane. So yeah, you had multiple zones. I think there were four zones and then a fifth one that you ended up going to when you'd conquered the four
Space
zones.
Was the
that was the final one, yeah. yeah. What sort of... I will let you... Even just vaguely describe, you think, the environment type. I'll give you a bonus point for.
So you had, like, the snow area, and you had a kind of... The dinosaur area was just kind of like mountains and stuff, right?
Yeah, that was the first few levels you could do.
Is there a desert one?
I think that was part of the dinosaur one.
Yeah, it's really confusing. Oh, I've played this game so many times.
Then there was the water one, which you had ended yeah. up against the giant fucking octopus.
Yes.
It was a cheating bastard.
The first one was the Triceratops.
Yes.
And it was an octopus. And I don't know. I'm not going to remember.
It was Frosty Village. It was the
Frosty
first
Village.
One you said, which is the snow levels.
Yeah. Who's the baddie in the frost ones?
He's not a snowman. What is he? Is he a snowball? No. He's sliding down. He's a... Oh, it's a walrus.
A walrus, yeah.
That's it. Yeah, he's the walrus. And he is...
He's a
next
tough one.
To the octopus, the second time you go up against him, you've got to be perfect on everything.
All of the mirror versions of those bosses are, you cannot make a
the
mistake.
The Triceratops, they all cheat. The Triceratops vaguely gets near you and you're flattened.
Yeah.
So anyway, well done. You got 1 point on that one. Let's come on to game number three.
Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time. Well, unless
no.
there was Majora's Mask, then.
No, it's not. No? Oh, dear.
No, hang on. It's Lilac Wars.
Oh, hey, let's let it finish, and then I will tell you.
God, it sounded so much like the first time you come out into Hyrule, but it sounds like it's actually Lilac Wars.
So, you are right with it being Lilac Wars, and your clues yeah. for that would have been included the Rumble Pack.
Well, do I get the point? Because I got it wrong twice before saying the actual game.
No, you got it before the music was finished.
Okay.
And I've got to give you the clues as well, so no, mm-hmm. I will allow it. And then, yeah, so it included the Rumble Pack. It was that bastard game that came with a big box,
yep.
unlike all the others. And then the game was named after title character in non-PAL regions. Mm. So everywhere else it was called Star Fox 64.
Yep.
So where in the game do you hear that, though?
Star Fox! It's not the first level, I don't think. Is it just when you're on the galaxy? Not on the galaxy map, is it?
It's the main theme.
Yeah,
yeah, well done.
I'm surprised I'm getting these.
No, you've done well so far. Let's come on to game number four.
Banjo-Kazooie.
Straight away.
This
I
is
know
the intro.
This is Rob's favourite game.
This is the intro. Yeah. He played like if you... Oh, wait.
You've got to hold yourself back there.
Yeah, so if you don't press start, it starts playing a little video. And this plays. But also, I think it might play it when you start the game anyway.
Yeah, you've got it down. It's yeah. Banjo-Kazooie, and it's the main theme.
But one of my favourite games of all time.
That's why I put it in there. I knew that was your favourite one. I thought, if he doesn't get this, out
it's
of
impossible
all of them,
not to get that one.
Fair enough. Okay.
Whilst I didn't like Banjo-Tooie.
No. We should talk about the rare collection of games at some point, I think, because there's a lot of good ones all the way back to the day of the ZX Spectrum. So, yeah, we'll do that one day. Maybe on our Ko-fi chat. Right, game number 5. And one more time for those that are playing along.
I wanted to say Mario Kart, but
no.
I don't actually think it is, unless it's F-Zero, but I'm not sure.
So I'm going to throw some clues at
yeah,
you.
Yeah, give me some clues.
And I think I'm only going to give you half a point if you get it based on the clues.
Yeah, that's fair.
It is an alternative racing game. That's the first clue, an alternative racing game.
Like Wave Race.
Bang, straight away.
Should have got that.
It's funny enough, one of the games I've never played.
SideQuest Mark had it, so I only ever played it here, so I didn't own it.
Fair enough. And where do you think that played?
The first level? I don't really know.
Oh, I'm going to cross that. That's the main theme
it's
to the Wave
Race.
It's the
main theme, okay.
I didn't realise how popular Wave Race 64
yeah,
was. It was hugely popular.
Wasn't it one of the original releases, though? It was like one.
I think so, yeah. And it looked really good. The fluid dynamics used for the water.
I still like it now.
Yeah, I do. I've since played it on the Retroid, and I've sat down there and played it along with, there was a Dreamcast one that you play Power Boats, and I can't think of its name now, but it came out on all the consoles. And
Thunder.
Hydro Thunder, thank you. Okay, game number 6. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I'd be disappointed if you don't get at least the game.
It's Perfect Dark. And there's a not Perfect Dark.
Oh dear.
Oh, it's funny, yeah, it's James Bond from GoldenEye. Fucking hell, yeah.
Rob, hang your head in shame.
I'm being too quick. I'm not just letting them play through.
You are blowing your load way too soon.
Yeah, so it's GoldenEye.
Yeah, now, GoldenEye, one tick.
Is it Facility?
So close. It's Silo. But that shows you how much of a historic game that is, that you can remember the level names.
Yeah.
Because although everyone thinks, and actually that's one of the clues I've got, is credited as one of the best sofa multiplayer games. It was.
Names and levels. Silo, Facility, Temple. What's the other one we always used to do? Now I don't remember. We had the house rule of no odd job.
Everyone had that. My best friend, God rest his soul, bless him, we banned him from having odd job because all he'd do is run around kneeling as odd job as well.
Yeah.
And we'd always do like one shot kill, hands only. And you just see this little thing going whack. And then you were gone. But I was banned from playing as Boris.
Why?
Because weird, we don't know why. And honestly, testament, you can speak to any of the people I used to play with on this. When I was Boris and we were doing one shot kills, if I got body armor, I could take more than one hit.
I wonder.
I always wondered if it was because Boris's famous words of, I am invincible!
Yes! I am invincible!
Maybe that was like a little thing that you hid in. We'd have to look that up.
I would have to look it up, but it seems so.
Or it's just a hitbox thing.
Boris got kicked off, and so did Oddjob in our house. So no, we absolutely
I was
agree.
Always Trevelyan.
And the other clue for that was released 2 years after the film it was based on. It was released closer to Tomorrow Never Dies than GoldenEye.
Do you think it's the best ever game based on a film?
Oh, that's a really, really tough one.
There's some good ones out there.
Bear in mind, going back and playing it now, and even the Xbox version of it, it's tough to play now. I've played through the single player on Xbox Live, loved it, really took me back, but it is a very, very old feeling game now. Whereas if you go and play something like Doom, it still feels kind of fresh and frantic. Whereas GoldenEye, I don't know, I think it was more the controls than anything. But yeah, I still enjoyed it, but I don't think it has lasted as well as I would have hoped.
I think that some of the Lord of the Rings games were very good.
Oh, talking about Lord of the Rings, did you see that there's a new Lord of the Rings game coming out?
No, I didn't.
I will send you the link so you can see it. It's yes, a very kind of cel-shaded, cartoony style, open-worldy thing from the look of it.
Okay.
And you start in the Shires.
Oh, cool.
Anyway, game number seven. Yes, game number seven. Okay,
this
it's got a smile straight
Legend
away.
Legend of Zelda.
But which one?
Well, it sounds like Ocarina of Time to me. But they have very similar music.
So you did get it. It is Ocarina of Time. But you
now,
need to tell
this
me.
This is just when you have... It's the main... It's like the menu. When it's... If you don't press any buttons to go in the menu, this is playing in the background.
Yeah, well done. It is the main theme of Ocarina of Time.
As many times as I've played Banjo-Kazooie.
Okay, this next one, I'm not sure you're going to get. I'm pretty sure you have told me you have played it, and that goes for the next one as well after that. So we'll have to see. Mm-hmm. Okay, here it comes. There goes my eardrums.
Yeah. I like the music, but I don't actually.
The music is really good. Okay, let me give you a couple of clues to see if it helps you.
Yeah.
Only half a point is
it
available
sounds,
now.
I'm getting Body Harvest feels to it, but I'm not entirely sure.
First clue, an early Helldivers 2 attempt.
Body Harvest.
No.
That's what I'm thinking. Okay, so...
Okay,
oh,
second
God,
clue,
what is it? When you're shooting all those...
Featured three usable characters.
It's where they got they got recent versions of it as well.
I don't think so.
Oh.
Thinking off the top of my head, the box was very blue in colour.
And I've got the other thing is Jet Force Gemini is going through my head. Jet Force Gemini.
Jet Force
There's
Gemini.
There's only two playable characters, and the robot doesn't count. I would have said the little droid that follows you around. I didn't think counts.
Is there not the? I literally just got this off Wikipedia. Boy, girl, and dog. It said.
Oh, can you be the dog?
Oh, I've got no idea, so you know better than
yeah,
I do.
Yeah, for sure. Helldivers ripoff, is it?
They're on a planet shooting bugs. Of course it's a Helldivers
Body
rip.
Harvest is more of a Helldivers.
Yeah, fair enough. I forgot about Body Harvest, okay? Fuck you. You make the quiz next time.
I used to be the quiz man. You've made way more quizzes than me now. You're Mr. Quizman.
Yeah, well, get your arse in gear, you bastard. Okay. Last two. Here comes number nine. Oh, actually, I didn't ask you. Where in the game is that theme?
Intro.
Yeah, main theme. I'm only giving you a half point, though, because you had to have the clues.
Yeah.
Proper grungy bit of music, this. I loved it. I listened to the whole thing earlier. Really grungy and cool.
Now, I don't know,
oh,
but...
hang on. Let me finish playing it.
Now,
right, there we
it's
go.
It's got a lot of heavy bass, which Perfect Dark has, but...
It does, but it's
I don't
not
think
Dark.
It's Perfect Dark. I don't actually have a clue what that one is.
Okay. Clue number one. Actually, no, I'm going to go for clue number two first. It was Rare's first game on the N64, and it was released around the beginning of the N64's life. Didn't do too well in Japan. It did okay, but it did better in the West. Okay, clue number two.
I shook my head there. For
going the nuclear isn't an option.
Oh, no. I don't actually know.
Blast Core.
Yeah. Of course. No, I would never have got that.
Well, I'm going to zero you out completely on that one, as you didn't get the game, so I don't think I'll offer you up the bonus point. Because I'm a bastard. Okay, number 10. Final game. Pretty sure you're going to get this one as well. Yeah, get a giant smile
yeah.
straight away.
It's, yeah. I'll say afterwards, I know what it is.
This is when he says, I know what it is, and says the wrong game again. There There you go. That is the end of the quiz. What was the game?
I would say that's Conker's Bad Fur Day.
It is Conker's Bad Fur Day. Well done. There's 1 point to you.
It's the first level when you're just walking around. It sounds a bit like...
So I got from the internet, it says it's called Windy and then Overworld Theme.
Yeah. You're just walking around.
Well done, Robert.
In fun facts, the copy of that I have, remember we talked about this,
it's
on
fake.
eBay, is a fake copy.
Yeah. The clues I'd got were a very late release in 2001, mm-hmm. which was a late release for the console, and it was a mature rated game.
I used to always sing along with the Great Mighty Pooh song.
I bet you did. With Bits of Corn, if I remember, doesn't it?
I won't do it now.
Okay, let's have a quick tally of your score. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 and a half. Not bad.
Not bad. Yeah.
Pretty, pretty good. How was that?
I enjoyed that.
Next week,
one.
PlayStation songs.
That I'll get wrong.
Have you ever been to a children's meet and greet?
There's really only one thing.
Yeah?
Costume characters. You know, like the ones at amusement parks.
Really?
Why?
It's the eyes, Gene. They're cold, dead eyes. Watching you while they make love to your wife.
While they what?
I mean, when they, go to birthday parties.
All right.
No.
Well, actually, I guess you kind of have with the Santa at the farm.
Yeah, but not the ones where they just have characters there.
Okay, no, but how would you feel if your meet and greet for Santa was Santa coming out, standing behind a barrier and just waving at all the children and then doing a little bit of a dance and then fucking off?
That's not a meet and greet, is it? It's just there happens to be a character here.
100%. And I was really pissed off. So we bought tickets for the Oaklands College lambing event. It was great fun. It was really nice. We got to see all the little cute lambs. Mm-hmm. Made me want my lamb dinner on Easter Sunday, which we've got. Giant Lego lamb. It's gorgeous. So looking forward to all of that. We saw all the animals there. The stalls were a little bit crap, to be honest. Mm-hmm. They had a little diesel locomotive running up and down a bit of track for a pound. So we took tea on that. That was okay fun. That wasn't too bad.
I think we went to this one last year.
Probably. We were pissed off because we got there in time and then told the car park's full. So mm-hmm. I had to dump them out on the side of the road, then drive about a mile and a half round in a circle and park in another car park where I could then just bypass all the ticketing and just walked in.
Which is exactly what Miranda and I did.
Exactly. So actually, we could have saved ourselves a lot of money. But anyway, we went because there was a Bluey meet and greet.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just disappointing. We got there for the time. Hundreds of kids and parents all stood behind the barrier. Out comes a very loudmouthed woman who's quite obviously only watched 3 Bluey episodes in her life.
Yeah.
And it's like, we're going to do the music one. I can't think of its name now. Where they've got to... Oh, dance mode, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I'm letting the side down here because we love Bluey. Dance mode, magic xylophone, and one other, which I actually can't remember because I took tea off at that point to go on the train because he couldn't see anything.
Magic asparagus.
It makes your piss smell great.
That's a good one. You seen that one? It's an asparagus magic wand.
No.
And she can make you do, like, turn into different animals.
I would rather have seen that than see...
And they all start doing pretending to be different animals.
I've not seen that.
Because Bluey won't do what she's told at dinner, I think, and won't eat the asparagus, and they're told it's a magic asparagus, and then she starts... I think that's what it is, and then she's just aiming it more, and they're doing different things.
Yeah, and they all end up as... Yeah, I have seen that one. But anyway, it just wasn't a meet and greet, and it really pissed me off, because it's like, hang on a moment, this isn't a meet and greet. This is everyone look at a fairly badly dressed Bluey costume and listen to obnoxious loud woman shout quotes from 3 episodes and play music really loudly. The audience just didn't really interact, and there was no going up to see Bluey and say hi and stuff, and that's not meet and greet.
Matt sent me a link to one because they're doing it at Kew
Gardens.
Gardens.
I got the same link, and if Kew Gardens wasn't so massively overpriced, I would absolutely consider it. But A, you've got to drive south of the river. B, the car park there is really expensive. And C, Kew Gardens is really expensive now. If they ever change that, I'd definitely go. But yeah, it's just, for me, it wasn't a meet and greet, and I just wanted to rant about that for a few minutes because I've been to meet and greets. I met Real Big Fish after the concert. They basically said, we'll be out of the concert hall after this time. If you wait around, you can meet us. And I did. And I got pictures with the band, got to chat to the band because no one else hung around except for like four or five of us. It was a really nice, fun meet and greet. I got to meet them. They greeted me. Happy days. This was not meet and greet. Oh, I'm going to have to cut that. You know I'm going to have to cut that because that's so inappropriate. And I'm going to cut the bit and then not let anyone understand what I've cut and just hear you laughing. And then you're going to get message after message because you're a dick.
I don't think you were saying inappropriate.
It's about as inappropriate as... that said face.
Then Mommy kissed Daddy, and the angel told the stork, and the stork flew down from heaven and left a diamond under a leaf in the cabbage patch, and the diamond turned into a baby.
Our parents are having a baby, too. They had sex.
After the laughing interval, where I broke Rob multiple times...
I've all my laughing's out. I'm not going to laugh now for the rest of the show. My face now hurts.
And you'll never know why.
No.
And no, it's not violence. Anyway, another quick parenting rant here. And it's not a rant. It's more of a, oh shit, I fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking, oh shit, I fucked up with T, where we're driving along and I'm listening to Rage Against the Machine at full volume while he's basically at that echolalia phase of, I'm going to copy words I hear, because that wasn't a good move. He hasn't sworn, but he may have learnt some. No, this one is me and Jem were coded talking in front of Kay.
Uh-huh.
Over dinner while watching Gladiators, because we've really adopted Gladiators as our tea time on a Saturday TV show. We love it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they were doing the particular event where they've got to run across these red beams high up in the sky and there's a net below them.
Yeah.
And one of the contestants fell off and bounced up and down. And Jem looked at me slyly and said, I wonder what that would be like. And I was like, oh, I reckon that could be quite good fun. And she said, oh, I don't know if it's too springy. And then Kay literally just went, ooh. And we just both looked shocked at each other. Like, why are you saying that? It's like, I know what you're talking about. It's like, oh, shit. We've got to that point in life now. We cannot talk coded messages in front of her. She is too smart. She understands too much about that now.
Well, now you just have to talk openly about it instead.
What, I'm going to bang you in the morning, Mummy? Sorry, you don't bother listening there. I better cut that.
Yeah, cut that.
I've done the fucking clock. I've got this, for fuck's sake.
Is it recording?
It is recording. Thank fuck it is recording. Actually, it would actually be a benefit if it wasn't recorded. For those of you that are wondering what the fuck's going on now, I just said Kay's real name, so I'm going to have to go back and cut that out. Oh, I just made myself more
okay,
work.
So you don't have to.
You've just said her name, you dickhead.
No, I said, no, you don't have to. I haven't said her name.
I thought you just said her name.
No.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm reversing that, dickhead. You're not a dickhead. It's
you.
Fine.
No, I am a dickhead. You don't have to reverse that because I am.
Oh, fair enough.
I was saying, so you guys, you don't, you know, you don't have to be so explicitly say, I'm going to bang your mum in the morning. What I meant was you could just say now, well, just to embarrass her, go, well, how'd you feel about shagging on that?
Oh, no, mate. No, that even that, you're saying don't be so fucking open about, you can't say shagging in front of her. That's not going to work.
That's a bit different talking about a situation that isn't going to happen on Gladiators compared to saying, I'm going to shag your mum in the morning.
That is not happening. I am not saying that in front of my daughter. Stop it. Okay. We just realised we've got to be that much more careful because she's a preteen now and, oh, it's so painful because we used to be able to get away with saying loads of stuff because it'd be just, there were jokes about Giant the other day which went straight over her head and I just saw Jem side-eyeing me trying not to laugh.
What was the joke?
Something along the lines of what we were saying with like Reacher and Giant. And the sexzilla scene that would just end up... Yeah, we're not going there.
But I get sweaty just thinking about it.
How much do you talk in front of your tea?
All the time. I'm the one that does it. Miranda's much better than I am. But I'm quite...
How are you with swearing? I take it you don't swear.
I don't swear at home, though.
Boom. No, same here. And it is a pet peeve of mine when you see parents swearing in front of kids. There's just no need for it.
Not in front of him. When he's in bed, I'll swear. And she'll still tell me off. She's always told me off, even before we had tea.
Nearly.
Even before we had tea, she would tell me off for swearing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I did used to swear quite a lot. And I do work on building sites. So every other word I swear.
If you listen to the podcast, you know exactly how many times Rob swears.
Yeah, so I do swear quite a lot.
Simon, another job for you. Can you count how many times he swears in an
Super
episode?
Super cut of me swearing. Yeah.
Ooh, now that's tempting. Not sure how I'd go about that one. I'd have to be like every time pressing tag. So the file's got all these little chapter marks in for every time.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's all. It's just that horrible, embarrassing moment that your daughter or your son realises you're talking about sex and it grosses them out. Oh, she also doesn't like us kissing. She's like, ugh, yuck, no, don't do that. So we do it all the time. Just to really get on her nerves.
Full on snogs?
No, not really. Just nice little dainty kiss. Nobody French kisses, darling. Come on, we're not...
Right, yeah.
Let's reiterate.
So
if
I
you're
can't
French
say
kiss,
things
you're
about...
not a...
But you're allowed to be horrible about French people.
What? Hang on a moment. What? I'm just, no.
Do you remember the shit that I bought? Remember? Did you give it a thought? Remember? It's probably tat, that's all.
Woo! I bet none of you were expecting to hear, do you remember? Especially seeing Prison Pigeon is AWOL, we've got no idea where he is.
Nope.
You haven't heard from him?
Nope.
I haven't seen him on Channel 5, so I've got no idea what that was about.
No, not a single tweet from him.
Now, I am a little bit worried. The other day, the Essex and Hertfordshire Air Ambulance landed on Redbourne Common following a bird strike with a pigeon.
Right.
And it was grounded for over 12 hours until they fixed it on the common and it flew off this morning.
Blimey.
There is no sign of the pigeon.
So it wasn't the pigeon that was grounded for 12 hours?
Well, they tried resussing him, but there are bits on the park, bits on houses. What can you do? There's only so much Pritt Stick can help with. Anyway, I'm genuinely hoping that wasn't Prison Pigeon.
Have they tried all the King's horses and all the King's men? They didn't do very good with Humpty Dumpty, but you never know.
But we have got a king, so it could work.
Yeah.
Let's give it a shot. We'll get good old Charlie Boy to send his army over, and we'll probably get a shot for it. Anyway, we are back with a Do You Remember, because Oakland's lambing event had a raffle.
Okay, cool.
And literally, we walked past it, and I went, oh my God, look at that. It's that thing that I really remember from the 90s. Kay put her hand in. First ticket she pulls out was the thing I pointed at.
Wow, that's insane.
It's like,
yeah.
That is really, really just saying, we have to do You Remember? And then literally I messaged you and you then said that night or that day you'd been in the loft and you'd found something.
Yeah.
So you can go first, as okay. I've done lots of talking.
Let me just move the microphone slightly so I can... Well, I've done a lot of laughing.
Yeah, that's true. Lots of... terrible things I'm going to have to cut out as well because you're just such a terrible person. Oh my God.
Do you know what that is, firstly?
I can't remember their names.
So it's funny that you're talking about Conker's Bad Fur Day with the Great Mighty Pooh. This is a figurine called the Turds.
Yes.
And this in particular is Arse Bandit.
Yes, that was it. So what Rob has is let me describe it.
There will
be
a photo. We'll put a photo.
It is a brown turd with a gold tooth, a very stereotypical Mexican look to it, which is possibly a... No, I'm only joking. 2004, jeez.
I just finding it really difficult to find anything about them other than just places selling them.
See, I remember the turds because basically gift shops had them.
Yeah.
And that was it. They turned up in gift shops, things like... Do you remember in St Albans there was a shop called Over the Moon?
Don't remember. I might remember.
It was on Hollywell Hill, and it was near the Cross Keys when we used to have a Wetherspoons pub.
Yeah, Cross Keys,
next to the bank. So it was there, and it was just one of those really typical gift shops that you walked in. It smelt of
dust.
No, not dust. Riker's dust.
Yeah.
No, it smelled of, oh, what are those bloody incense? That's it.
Oh, yeah.
Not incest, incense. It smelled of incense, and you just had loads. You had, they did those big bowls of those glass pebbles you could buy for decoration. Mm-hmm. And then they'd have like things like this and bad, oh, what were they called? Bad News Bears or something. Well, no, that's a film. Bad Attitude Bears or something. There was basically the patchwork bears that were swearing rather than being the nice lovey-dovey ones that you got on the cards that were like, friendship forever. These ones were like in dominatrix outfits and had dildos and stuff
yeah,
like
I
that.
Remember, yeah.
Yeah. So that's what this is similar to. I definitely haven't thought about it in the past year. I do remember them. So it pains me to say that Arse Bandit gives you a point.
That's probably the first do you remember point I've had in a long time.
I think I went
a long period of time where I wasn't getting any points. So the story behind this, my sister and mum brought it for me. I don't remember if it was for a birthday or they just got it for me because they thought I'd like it. I never saw them in a shop and have never seen them since in a shop. This is to my knowledge, this is the only one that exists on the planet. When I looked earlier, there is I think it's like A1 Auctions or something, had sell these, and it's like a limited edition one.
Oh, really?
I took it out of the box, obviously, because I take everything out of the box. I don't want to leave things in the box. I want to enjoy them for what they are.
Exactly.
It's like worth like 70 quid, apparently.
Blimey.
I mean, I would not pay £70 for this. Now,
interesting. This isn't my Do You Remember, but this is a few years before. This is probably about, that's 2004, maybe 10 years before. My mum bought me a Pet Rock. Now, often, if you look up Pet Rock, you're not going to find what I'm talking about. Instead, you are just going to find a rock in a box with a bit of hay that says Pet Rock.
Yes.
Well, I don't know where she got it from, and I have never found it since, but that is my Pet Rock.
Weird looking one. It's got a proper sculpted face.
He's got a sculpted face. He's got little eyes. I absolutely love him.
I've seen him in this room before.
Yeah, he's just one of my favourite things. I would never, ever, ever get rid of him, but I cannot find a damn thing about him. In fact, I might try Google Lens at some point on him. You never know how good that's getting now. That might find something, but yeah, he's kind of got this warped. He's a stone.
Yeah,
and I really like him. And again, as Rob said, we'll make sure pictures are up on the website so you can see. Anyway, my actual Do You Remember comes from the '90s,
mm-hmm.
About 94, 95 ish, and it's a Cadbury's mascot, and it really, really works for this time of year. So, hang on a moment. It is
my
Cadbury
God.
Parrot.
He's from the Mini Eggs.
He is the Mini Egg Parrot.
Oh, gosh, yeah. It's funny because I went to the One Stop on the way here. There's loads of Mini Eggs there, but he's not on them.
No, he's not been around for years. He's not been around since the
90s.
And in fact, you know what? I've actually got the advert, or one of the
adverts.
Why
did someone get rid of this?
Because they're losers. They're not as cool as us.
Mr. Cadbury's Parrot.
But here we go. Look, I'm going to turn the volume down so I don't blow our eardrums out. But here you go, Rob. Here is the advert.
So it's this shot for the championship.
I remember it. Yeah, there he is.
It's Mr. Cadbury's Parrot.
When Mr. Cadbury's Parrot goes berserk, a geezer just can't get on with his work. He'll step on yon wood. He'll stick one on your nose. He leaves those Cadbury's mini eggs everywhere he goes. Be careful, boss, wherever you may go. You'll hear that Cadbury's parrot say, hello.
Such a gorgeous packaging on it as well back then. So, properly 90s. But go on then,
of course you get a point. Yeah, I mean, mini eggs are one of my favourite chocolates too.
Oh, you can't beat them.
Did you have the orange mini eggs in the end?
Yes.
Oh, you can't.
Oh dear.
They're so dangerous.
They're up there with the Terry's mini eggs. And I am very fond of the Terry's. I don't mind the white ones, but the Terry's milk chocolate orange eggs. Oh.
Yeah.
They've got a nice crisp to them. The flavour. Oh, it's just beautiful. But you still can't beat that kind of powdered coating you get with a mini egg.
Yeah. Yeah, they changed it once. Remember they changed it? I think they changed it back.
Yeah, well, funny enough, if you watch that advert closely, I'll try and put the link in the episode if I remember, the eggs all look shiny.
Mm.
And that's very much like the Smarty mini eggs, the Terry's chocolate orange mini eggs. All of those other eggs are shiny, whereas the mini eggs that I remember and most favour are matte.
They've got like almost like a powder.
Almost, yeah, like a powdered sugar or something. Because you, as soon as you stick it in your mouth, you get that lovely Cadbury's taste straight away. It's it's just a glorious
thing. This is fantastic. That's a really good little bit. Get him up on your shelf for your Boglins.
Yeah, I've got to work out where, you know what, he could go up there
I think he should be promoted to top shelf of Boglins.
Yeah, I think you're right. But right now, I'm just chucking him there.
no.
And that is
Mr. Cadbury's parrot.
Stop. It's a puppet.
Tony, a puppet.
Oh, dear. And you should certainly know how old we are if you get that reference.
Introducing the essential guide to a chewier chew. First, try Wellington boots. Then try a rubber boat. Then sample a rubber plant. Then, and only then, will you be ready for the six chewy fruit flavors of Chew-Its. Chew-Its, no fruit chew, chews chewier.
And it's time for the Channel 84 Nostalgic Kids Show Knockout. I got it right again because it's written down in front of me. And today, we've got another two matches. Match number one, Bodger and Badger versus Finders Keepers. And match number two, Secret Life of Alec Mack versus Banana Man. So let's go with match one. Bodger and Badger, 1989 to 1999. 9 seasons in total. And 124 episodes of the mashed potato eating arsehole.
Bodger and Badger.
Bodger and Badger. La 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 la.
Bodger and Badger. Is it Never Far Away? Is that
what Bodger and Badger. No. Bodger and Badger's Never Far Away.
Bodger and Badger's
I think that's it.
Everybody knows Badger,
Badger likes
mashed
potatoes.
Yeah, what an intro.
Great intro. And then you've got Finders Keepers, 1991 to 1996, and not as long as I thought, 6 seasons, 73 episodes.
Now, I've got to say, I didn't remember the name of what the show was until I looked it up and I was like, of course this is Finders Keepers, and I loved that show.
Finders Keepers was just fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
I always wanted to be the kid on the show, but what always drove me mad is like, why have you got kids literally picking up one item at a time? Just get your fucking hands in there, kids, and destroy it.
Yeah, I know. They were all a bit... I wondered if they were told to not go nuts or something.
Oh, possibly. I don't know. It just feels like some of the... Oh, no, because there were episodes where the kids were absolutely manic and they destroyed the room, often sending their clue flying out the way. So they never got past like the first or second room in the final because they'd fucked it up.
Yeah.
So no, it was a legendary game show with that kind of giant house set, which must have been huge.
Yeah. Well, on the intro, you see a shot of the studio, don't you, from far out?
Yep.
And you see, is it 6 rooms, 3x3, or is it 4x4?
I honestly can't remember. It might be 6 rooms, 3x3.
Yeah.
You had Mum and Dad's bedroom, you had the bathroom, you had the guest room, you had the living room, the kitchen, and it wasn't the study.
Would you be the stairs?
You had the stairs, but then there was also one more room. I honestly can't remember what it was. But it was just a brilliant idea for a show. Mm. Interesting, I would have liked to have put this up against the other one of the time, which my brain is trying to remember the name of it. Funhouse.
A whole lot of fun.
Prizes to be won. Funhouse, Finders Keepers. That would have been a really difficult one to choose.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
But we have Finders Keepers versus Bodger and Badger. And as an adult, and that's what, remember what the rules are, I know which one I would prefer. So I'm going to hand it over to you first of all.
Bodger and Badger. I watched a lot of Bodger and Badger, but I remember having a lot of joy at being like, oh, Finders Keepers is on. And remembering that joy, I'm going to pick Finders Keepers.
You see, that's what I was thinking as well. I had probably more fun watching Finders Keepers and taking part in trying to guess what the clue was. I'm trying to think of some terrible adult one you could do for Mum and Dad's bedroom. Don't look in the drawer, something something, giant black dildo. Oh, that's what you've got to find. Well done. There's a 12-inch black knobbler waiting for you there, kids. Finders Keeper, I had a lot more fun with as a child, and probably as an adult I would, because as an adult, it's like supermarket sweep, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You would just go in there, you stick your arm on the shelf and you just scoop it all in. Now, there were rules on Supermarket Sweep that anything that fell on the floor, if you didn't pick it up, you had to pay for, so it came out of your total.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember
That's why
that.
You always saw them picking stuff up, and that's why they never did that whole arm sweep of things, because you couldn't risk losing time making it all fall on the floor, missing the trolley.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it was a penalty, you see. So it kind of links that to me, Finders Keepers with the kids version. But yeah, for me, I absolutely agree. It's Finders Keepers. Bodger and Badger, fine. Mm-hmm. Watching it now, it's not great. I know it's a kids show.
Yeah.
But it just, it's the same fucking episode every time, basically, in a different, slightly different location.
Mm-hmm.
Bodger does something stupid. Badger is naughty with Mousy or whatever it was called under the living room floorboards. So, yeah, I'd go Finders Keepers all the way. Although Bodger and Badger does have the better theme tune.
Yeah.
Now, coming over to Twitter, what do you think the answer was on there?
I think people are going to be Finders Keepers.
Well, 12 votes, 58% went to Bodger and Badger.
Oh.
So they chose Bodger and Badger over Finders Keepers. And we've got stand-up fanatic here who's Leighton, I believe. I think I would appreciate the whimsy of Bodger and Badger more now. As a kid, I was attracted to the idea of destroying a house. I'm still attracted to that idea. Unfortunately, I have a wife who would kill me if I did it in this house.
I'd love to see the show again and they bring back the kids now as adults to play the game again.
Oh, that would be genius.
Yeah.
Neil Buchanan, we're going to be in contact.
Yeah.
Not that we were part of the show, but we could be.
Yeah.
Oh no, we can't be the twins. That was a fun house.
That's fun house. Is that what you're thinking? You and me just dressed as the twins.
So sexy.
Pat Sharp.
That's, yes, Pat Sharp. Again, a very 70s looking sexy man.
Yeah, he's still a sexy man now.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, match number two. The Secret World of Alex Mack versus Banana Man. I mean, straight up, just full stop. I'm playing you the theme tune for Banana Man because yeah, it's just fucking
it's
awesome.
So good.
You cannot beat the theme tune of Banana Man. So, sorry, we're having it.
This is 29 Acacia Road. Oh, and this is Eric.
Immediate
the schoolboy
nostalgia.
Who leads an amazing double life. For when Eric eats a banana, an amazing transformation occurs. Eric is Banana Man, ever alert for the call to action.
What a theme tune.
Yeah, it's
straight
it's
away.
One of the best ones.
God, absolutely. Of the era. Just looking at the quick details I've written down here. Alex Mack, 94 to 98, four seasons, 78 episodes, versus 83 to 86, only three seasons and 40 episodes. And they weren't even long episodes. They were like 10 minute long, if I remember rightly. They weren't very long at all, but it's, I liked Alex Mack.
So did I.
But as an adult, it's basically just encouraging children to run in front of nuclear trucks, hoping that they get covered in goo that can then make them turn into liquid. And that just seems a little bit wrong to me.
I was reminding myself of the intro to it earlier, and her mum is quite nice. Quite attractive mother.
Quite nice,
she's quite an attractive mother, definitely.
MILF?
She's possibly a MILF. Were one going to describe her?
Oh, dear.
In such chauvinistic terms, one would call her Le MILF.
Jesus Christ. This is what I've got to work with, ladies and gentlemen.
I've been a bit bad on this episode. Sorry, I've said a lot of things you're going to have to beep out or I'm going to get in trouble with.
I'm so tempted to beep all that out so it just sounds even just worse.
Everything I've said, which is slightly on the edge, just beep and see how much of my actual conversation is. This is an easy answer.
It sounds like it's Banana Man for both of us.
Yeah,
then.
It's Banana Man.
And it's really simple because Twitter only had 8 votes and 100% of it was Banana Man.
Yeah, of course it was.
I think a lot of people probably didn't know what The Secret Life of Alex Mack was. It was a Channel 4 series. It wasn't a typical ITV or BBC. It was a Channel 4 Sunday morning or daytime show.
What's the actress who is Alex Mack? She's in other stuff.
Is she? Ooh, I'm going to have to look this up now. Now you've said that, I'm going to have to dig out my favourite app, IMDb. Sponsorship available.
Yeah, I think we should get sponsored by them, shouldn't we? Because we do mention it. We mention it every single Trek episode. That's
the Secret
sure.
World of Alex Mack. Oh my God, there was a 2018 TV movie called The Secret World of Alex Mack 20-Year Reunion.
Oh, really?
We'll have to dig that out and watch
that. Yeah, have to watch that. We can watch it on the Ko-Fi.
Right, okay, let's have a look. Her name was, as the plague set in, Larissa Olenek.
Mm-hmm.
And she... Oh, 10 Things I Hate About You.
There we go.
Third Rock from the Sun. Of course there she was. There we go. She was in Load. Third Rock from the Sun, by the way. Love it.
Great show.
One of my favourite comedy shows that came out of the BBC, to be fair. Oh, she, Mad Men, Hawaii Five-O. Well, that down point of her career. Robot Chicken. Better.
Yeah.
But she's playing Alex Mack in Robot
Chicken. Yeah, a lot of the people on there are playing themselves, aren't they? Or characters they've done.
Oh, well. Yeah, no, she has done a lot, actually. Fair enough.
What's the name of the young lad who's not young anymore, who's in Third Rock from the Sun? Joseph Gordon-Levitt, that's it.
Yeah,
I always forget his name, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, I saw, is it John Stewart, his name?
John Stewart, the old Daily Show host.
Let me just double, French Stewart, sorry. He played Harry, the one who couldn't open his eyes properly. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I saw him in one of Kay's shows the other day. Oh man, he has not aged well.
What's he in? Has he put weight on or something? Is that what it is?
Well, to be fair, he was born in 1964, so actually he was quite into his age when...
He's 60 now.
Hang on, I didn't know he was in Broken Arrow. Or Stargate. You're going to have to go back and watch those now.
Like one episode or something?
Well, Broken Arrow is a film, so he was in...
Stargate.
Yeah, no, Stargate the film.
Oh, he's in the film Stargate.
Yeah. Right, let me see. He has been in a load of kids' TV shows... And I'm trying to... Oh, he was in the modern Roseanne. He was in... Oh, Casey Undercover. Casey Undercover.
Roseanne, we're going to block that out.
Yeah, that's a... Sadly, because she turned out to be a big, racist, nasty person.
Yeah.
Casey Undercover, there you go. That was the one that Kay absolutely adores. And, yeah, he's in that. And he just looks really old. He... I feel mean saying it, but... When you see him, I'm just seeing if I can find a modern picture of him now so you can see what I mean. But all I'll get is pictures of him as Third Rock from the Sun,
mm-hmm.
which, again, is just a prime time, brilliant bloody show. Okay. I think that's everything, isn't it?
I think so.
Nice.
Right. What's Rafters? Look at it. Low calorie with vitamins.
Tracy, what on earth is this doing in our fridge?
Actually, darling, it's mine.
When we want you to move your stuff in, we'll tell you.
New Lucozade low calorie with vitamins.
Get it out of our fridge!
I wouldn't be... so pissed off if you'd done that in front of the microphone rather than tilting your head back far away from it, meaning you're really, really quiet. Not even ASMR this time, just no, stop it. Don't. I let you have this section. Do not fuck it up. Jesus Christ.
It's time for Blue Lucozade.
Ladies and gents, I officially quit. No, right, okay. I'm really disappointed in Blue Lucozade, but you take it away.
Well, have you tried it?
No.
How can you be disappointed in it? It's blue and it's Lucozade.
Why have they done Blue Lucozade?
Oh, I don't know. We just saw an advert. Where did we see it?
You saw an advert, and I don't know where.
I don't remember. And I just, I think I sent a photo of it to you and went, we have to get these.
Yes, it was in a magazine of some variety, I think.
Razzler or Whizzler or something.
Readers, Wives or something along those lines. Oh, hang on. And
goes on Chiz Chat.
Yeah, you you basically said, we need to get these.
Yeah.
And then for like a month, we couldn't find them.
Couldn't
and
find
I found
them
anywhere.
At the
co-op. Well, I looked it up on Lucozade's webpage.
Mm-hmm.
I was really expecting it to be, we're doing this for charity. We want young sports stars to have money. So we dyed three of our drinks blue and proceeds of each of these will go towards X charity, yeah?
Yeah.
That's what I assumed. Their press release basically reads, there's no reason for this except for it's going to be exciting for customers to have a blue drink.
It's not exciting. There's nothing exciting. I don't get excited by it.
It's just bullshit.
Were we not doing... Okay, no, I just lied. I'm excited about it because we do a podcast which we sometimes taste things on. Would I be excited about it if we didn't do that? Absolutely not.
Precisely. It's just a blue drink. Powerade's been blue for longer than you have, Lucozade.
Right. What we've got here are the three types of Lucozade.
Calypso, fucking blue from primary school, yeah. And those shitty little rectangular...
We've got the flat Lucozade Sport. The normal one, the flat one.
Oh, you know what? That's pissed me off as well. They're not the same flavour.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to say. This one's called Blue Force. Okay?
Yeah.
And then we have the fizzy one, the Lucozade Energy fizzy one. This one's called Blue Burst. And then we have a can. I've never had Lucozade in a can before.
Well, it's basically their version of Red Bull.
Okay, and that's called Lucozade Alert Blue Rush.
Really what we want to be drinking at 11 p.m. at night before we go to bed.
Yeah, well, all of these are energy drinks. So.
Yeah, so we're only going to be drinking a little bit because obviously I have the plague and I would like to sleep tonight
this
because
is high
I genuinely
caffeine
need
and
it.
Vitamin B3. So we're going to go straight for the can.
We're going straight for the can, aren't
Lucozade we? Lucozade Alert Blue Rush. Shall I do a little? You don't like the tapping, do you?
Oh, I used to tap, but I just don't see that it does anything. That's when he finds out I shook it up and covered it in blue antifreeze. Because
whoa.
That's all this reminds me of is antifreeze. Oh, shit, that's blue.
Holy cow, that's a blue colour.
All right, that's enough. That's enough. So I know it's a bit of a waste, ladies and gents, but these are just going down the sink. I will not be drinking these. Other than the fact that I'm on a diet and it's a bit miserable that I can't have full fat things anymore, but necessities.
Just putting that on the floor over there.
Right, let's have a quick huff. If I can smell it through the plague. No, I can't smell
it. Well, okay, I'll tell you what it smells like. It smells like a blueberry ice lolly.
Oh, hang on. I'm getting the slightest bit of a smell.
So do you remember Push Pops?
I remember Push Pops.
Push Pops smells just like that to me.
Right, okay.
Let's taste it then, I suppose. I'll let you taste first. Get your gulping out the way.
There's very little flavour to that. It's slightly sweet. It's not unpleasant. But at the same time, it's nothing. It tastes of Lucozade Original.
It's
just blue.
Tastes like a melted blue Push Pop that's been watered down and fizzy. And it's left a very kind of furry texture in my mouth.
I've immediately got the furriness. Yeah, I know what you're saying there. It's
I don't like it.
I'm going to say it must be really high in sugar. Really high
in sugar.
Well,
it says high caffeine on it. Shall I look at what the sugar
is? Oh, go and look at it, because I bet you the sugar's probably nothing and it's probably full of shit chemicals that are going to kill us eventually.
Carbohydrate, of which sugar's 4 per 100 mil. 500 mil can, 20.
Oh, that's quite high.
Yeah, I'm guessing.
I think Coca-Cola's something like between 23
grams,
and 27.
So 20 grams of sugar. In this can.
In that can, yeah. So, no, okay, that's quite high in sugar.
160 milligrams of caffeine.
Oh, God, that's really high.
Yeah, that's...
Fair enough, they're not lying about that, but Jesus. I wouldn't say that's anything spectacular. I'm not saying it's horrible, but it's just very, very meh. I will give that 3 and a meh.
It's a 3 point... blue poo. I didn't know what to say.
To be fair, I'd be intrigued to see if this turns your piss blue.
Well, we've got
drink
two
enough
more
of it,
to go.
And you're going to be Mr. Spock.
We're going to do the other fizzy one. Get the fizzy ones out.
Yeah,
the way.
Go and do the fizzy ones.
So this is the Lucozade Energy Blue Burst.
So that's in the traditional Lucozade bottle that we all know and love. Instead of being orange or yellow, it's going to be blue again. Funny enough, and they haven't done it with wrapping the bottle, which a lot of these companies typically do. They say the drink's blue, but the plastic's just got a lining on it. Again,
that was
this
risky.
Is...
We were pouring that over our equipment there.
Oh, it'll be fine. Again, this is really, really, really blue.
Again, it's a proper blue colour, isn't it?
Yeah, see, I'm not getting any smell, but that's my fault. And to be fair, it's a bit unfair for all of this because I'm guessing my taste is going to be a bit fucked as well if I can't smell.
Mine's fine. They taste like shit.
That's fine. I'm happy to kind of let you veto the scores on this, so... Oh, Rob's taking a sip and he's
spat. I was sniffing it and poured it down my face. So I haven't actually tasted it. I can't smell anything.
Okay, I get a little bit of a berry flavour this time. Nothing major. The fizz is quite nice.
It's got the same fizz that the Lucozade has.
Yes, it has, yeah. Small bubbles, I describe it as.
Yeah.
Not big kind of Coca-Cola bubbles, but that
like
small,
that.
Lots of little needle bubbles popping in your mouth.
Doesn't really taste of anything. To me.
No, and again, I would say it's more like Lucozade Original that's just been dyed blue and maybe a little drop of berry essence has been put into it. I tell you what, I know exactly how I'm going to rank this. I'm going to say it's another 3 point. It's a 3 point. The Apprentice TV show probably couldn't have done it better.
It's a 3 point bland.
Three point bland.
Okay, wait, it's nicer than the other one. Were I going to pick out of those two, I'd pick that one.
Yeah, I can understand that. That's fair enough.
The other one might as well have been in the twos, to be honest.
Yeah, I would choose that over the other one.
Excuse me.
Mainly because of the caffeine content as well. But that's just coming from me. As I said, diet and not drinking high caffeinated drinks anymore,
let's
sadly.
Let's just go straight for that.
Okay, let's go for what most people relate as Powerade and a hangover cure. Which, to be fair, works.
Yeah, I really like the orange normal Lucozade Sport.
Oh, I love Lucozade full stop. The original, the orange flavour. Lucozade, growing up, if I was poorly, my dad would kind of flap not knowing what to do. Mum always looked after us. Mm. So dad's response to, I've got to do something, down to the newsagent, glass bottle of Lucozade original would come back.
Yeah.
And on the most part, it was delicious. On the other part, it was, oh, that's delicious. Shit, bleh, everywhere. I shouldn't have had that
We've
yet.
We've spoken about this before.
We have. I think I've done a blog post on it as well. Lucozade saved my life.
I think I also said that I was, when I went to the doctor for something, they actually prescribed me Lucozade.
Oh, really?
I didn't get it on the NHS, but they said to me, go and drink one of these exact ones, but orange, every single day.
Yeah, because they're full of electrolytes, which is good. So it's going to bring up your sodium, your potassium, magnesium. It's going to replace everything you need. And that's why it's such a great hangover drink. Or that, at least with Powerade, that was the case. You'd wake up in the morning, hydrate yourself with a couple of Powerade Blues and go and have some horrible fried breakfast. And you might just about survive.
Yeah.
Feel free to send us your stories about that, saying that's not true. Now, do you remember when Lucozade Sport didn't come in a bottle?
Yeah, it was in a plastic.
It was in a foil like a pouch with a plastic kind of sucky straw bit at the top.
Like some of the yogurts come in now.
Yeah, brilliant design, but I can imagine lots of people's gym bags got ruined.
Yeah, probably an environmental thing as well.
Again, no smell for me. Well, actually, it was recyclable.
No, there's a smell.
Ooh. There's flavour. It's not nice flavour. And that's had the most flavour out of all of them. Oh,
it made me shudder. Yeah. Oh, it's not nice at all, is it?
That's grim. That is
it's got a slimy texture.
That's a 2 point I'd rather lick Slimer's arse crack.
Ah.
Mmm, delicious.
Oh, it's horrible, TJ.
Well, they do say medicine isn't meant to taste nice.
It's a 2 point.
It is horrible. I don't like that in the slightest.
It's not nice at all. Worst one. I'm very surprised it's the worst one.
You see, fun. So I love the fact that if you look at Lucozade bottles now, they say this is not appropriate if you are suffering from vomiting or diarrhea, because that's what people used to say, isn't it? If you've got vomiting or diarrhea, drink Lucozade because it will help replace the stuff that you're losing. So they were forced to say it's not medicine or something like that on the label. But then, it used to be really popular with diabetics. So if you had diabetes and you were worried about having a hypoglycemic attack, the posh word for low blood sugar for anyone that wasn't aware, you used to have a bottle of Lucozade original in your bag because it was a really quick, easy way to get your blood sugar to spike and go back up until you could go and have a meal.
Mm-hmm.
They cut the sugar out of it because of the sugar tax. So all these diabetics were going into diabetic emergencies because their Lucozade stopped working because it didn't have the amount of sugar it used to.
Now, I've just looked at how much sugar per 100 mil on all three of those.
Okay.
Which one has the most?
I want to say it's the high caffeinated can.
No.
Really?
That has 4.
Right, so 4 grams per 100 mil.
The fizzy Lucozade has 4.2 grams per 100 mil.
Interesting, but bear in mind it used to have into the 20s for okay, that's...
And then the other one's
maybe
3.
Maybe they've gone backwards. Maybe they've started putting sugar back in it.
Yeah.
Ah.
So there you go.
Anyway, the flat one was grim.
Yeah.
I can't wait to squeeze that down the fucking sink. Grim, 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 grim. Would you drink any of them?
No.
Remember that, Timmy?
A present? You got me a present?
Timmy!
Gee, you didn't have to do that. Wow, a parka. You didn't have to do that, Tim.
Timmy.
Oh, sure. I'll see if it fits. This is very warm. Thanks a lot, Tim. I'll see you around.
Timmy!
Just a really quick shout out to everyone that has supported us on Ko-fi. You can find our Ko-fi link on our webpage, but also if you look at the RSS feed, if your podcast player allows it, it will show you a donate link where you can get through to our Ko-fi donation page. Thank you very much, RSS.com, for implementing that while all the others stick with Patreon.
Thank you.
But yeah, if you have donated to us, it genuinely just blows our mind. Thank you so, so, so much. Join our Discord server. We'll make sure you get added to the Ko-fi only area, which gets every first Wednesday of the month a Ko-fi chat session where basically we will do a video chat with anyone that wants to come along. Last time we looked at terrible old YouTube adverts. This time we're going to look at way more nostalgic stuff, things like old BT phone cards and a few other things we've got up our sleeve for that. And yeah, it's going to be a 1 or 2 hour chat and get to know each other. So if you fancy donating, donate, let us know, and we will add you to the Discord side of things. For all the people that have already donated, again, genuinely means the world to us. Thank you so, so much. Are you going to say thank you, Rob?
No, I am saying, I was trying to find the date. Sorry. Thank you very much. Trying to find the date of the Ko-fi chat. So when this comes out on the Monday, it'll be the following Wednesday. It'll be the next...
It will be the following Wednesday to the day that this comes out. So this comes out on the Monday. A week and a couple of days will be that first.
No, 2 days.
Oh, sorry.
It's the first Wednesday of every month.
Oh, you're right. And this is... Yeah, no, fine. I understand. Yeah. So this comes out Monday. In 2 days' time will be the Ko-fi chat. Come and join us. We should have a lot of fun.
Thank you, everybody. I love you.
See, I'm trying to make him look really bad now. So we've had all of the terrible things he said today that's been bleeped out. He didn't say thank you straight away. I mean, what can I say?
I think I might have done. I think you just didn't listen.
No, you did. I'm just being an arsehole now. But I do love you, Rob. I really do.
Thanks.
Oh, no, I do. Oh, don't be sad. Cunt. Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the US...
Hang on, hold on. What are you doing?
I'm doing the intro.
No, I do the intro.
Well, I'm doing it this time.
No, I do the bloody intros.
Your intro is shit.
No, it's not shit. Anyway, I'm doing the durs.
Right, no, look, I've got things about it. The durs are shit as well. And anyway, we all know it needs to be dums. Dums.
Fuck you.
Fuck you!
Dickhead. Right. I'm really upset. He called me the C word.
Right, okay, I'm stopping recording.
I was just saying off air that he cut me laughing and everyone's just going to think that he's just been horrible to me and now I'm upset. Whilst in reality, I'm actually was laughing my head off when he called me the C-bomb. So, right. You may have noticed that we did say there wasn't going to be more. No, we actually didn't on the main show, did we? It was on the Untitled Trek show. So, the Untitled Trek show, the episode that you listened to last week.
Yes,
I'm allowed to say last week in this instance. A Measure of a Man is the last one you will hear on this feed. If you're actually a regular listener to the Untitled Trek show, we told you it wouldn't be on the main feed, but last minute we decided to keep it there.
Yes.
Just in case there are people that didn't know. So Untitled Trek show now has its own feed. Just search for Untitled Trek show. everywhere that you find podcasts, and you'll find us the familiar picture that was drawn for us by the Amazing Zombie Workshop.
We only did it because, to be fair, there are probably Star Trek fans out there that don't want to listen to episodes like this, and there's probably people that want to listen to episodes like this that don't want to listen to us rabbit on about Star Trek. And that's fine. If you like Star Wars, you're a terrible person. But I don't mean that. No.
So A Measure of a Man, I kept getting that wrong when I was writing it down, is the last one you'll see on this feed.
Exactly. And then, head over to the new feed and listen to the episodes. It's all on YouTube as a separate podcast as well, and it should be in all of your podcast players. We've made sure the feeds have all redirected. We've sent them all out. It's on Spotify, which was a miracle because I've heard nightmare stories about trying to get it on Spotify. It was done inside of an hour.
Without using the podcaster thing that they use?
Yeah, without using either podcaster or setting yourself up as an American. We got in there straight away, which was really, really good. Apple just accepted it, which was, again, a miracle. So, no, it's really nice to have a separate feed. And already, I think the figures, sounds like a Ferengi.
Yeah.
Figures, come here! The figures speak volumes already.
It has, in 2 days, done more than any of the other Trek shows have ever done for the whole times they've been out, and some of them have been out for quite a long time now.
100%. So thank you for everyone that listens.
Thank you.
Please continue your support, and we hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
Thank you. And that is the end of another show. I can send Rob on his way home. I can go to bed and die of the plague now. I think I might be burning up. I've had to take off my black hoodie because I was getting really hot at that point and it was starting to be very uncomfortable. So we're going to make this very, very quick. You can find us on basically every social media platform. And to find us, go to channel84.co.uk and all our links are there. Rob is now _untitledtrekshow on X or Twitter as
well. Just Untitled Trek, I think. @_untitledtrek.
You're right. _untitledtrek. Because he manages the Trek show. He does all the editing. He does coming up with the skits. He does all the scripts for it. And honestly, you just deserve all the credit for that because you put in so much work and it's fucking awesome. So yeah, if you want to go and speak to Rob, _untitledtrek, and I will update the webpage with all the links. If you want to talk to me, it's _channel84 typically. You can email us on tj@channel84.co.uk, rob@channel84.co.uk, or podcasts@channel84.co.uk, which goes to both me and Rob's mailbox. Otherwise, you can come over to Discord, and the easiest way to find us for there, rather than giving you an invite code, is go to channel84.co.uk/Discord, and that will take you straight through the invitation. I can say bloody symbiotic orchid, but I can't say...
Not right now, you can't.
No, fuck off. Jesus. Anyway, it's all through channel84.co.uk. You can get our invite code by going to /Discord, and that will just take you straight to the Discord chat, where you can join, introduce yourself, and join with all the fun and games there. And that's it, I think.
Can I just say, you had the hardest line in that whole skit.
Oh, what, the bloody PPE one?
You had the hardest one, and I didn't do it. I've got them, but I haven't done a blooper thing for you, because you had the hardest one.
Yeah, that. Other than laughing because of how bloody hard it was,
yeah.
I think it was like 5 or 6 attempts, wasn't it, in the end?
Yeah, I still can't say it.
I don't even remember it, so I'm not going to try to, but it was good fun anyway. And as I say, honestly, the skits, if you do like Star Trek, or you just want some general comedy Star Trek sci-fi stuff, go and find the Untitled Trek show, because we have a lot of fun recording that, and that's kind of our other go-to thing, really. So that's why this is only once every 2 weeks, because the other week is Untitled Trek show,
the other Monday.
Otherwise, we'll see you in 2 weeks time. Thank you very much for listening, and we will see you soon.
Bye bye everyone. Don't buy blue Lucozade, it's crap.
Yeah, Lucozade, you suck.
Thank you for listening to the Channel 84 Variety Show. This station is now shutting down and will be back in 2 weeks. Excelsior.